So it's going to be packed with action here again at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Not only did I roast yesterday, today obviously is cupping day of the roast I've done yesterday. Two Costa Rican profiles and then two Burundi coffees. One a peabody, washed, fully washed, and one just not a peabody, but also fully washed. So that's going to be interesting. And two profiles of a Costa Rican Barra Blanca, I think it is, also a washed coffee. So that'll be interesting. But what I'm most excited about today is to trialing out the handheld crimp sealer, so a hot sealer to seal the craft bags and the plastic bags with the one-way valves that we keep our freshly roasted coffees and all the coffees in, really. And this comes to me to be tested by the bag broker. They've already produced fantastic bags, really, so be using those as well. And tested those already last year. They're very, very good and used by a lot of the artisan roasters. So now appealing away not only to artisan roasters who have a business of roasting, but to home roasters. This is becoming more and more popular. And this particular handheld crimp sealer is just a beautiful size for a 250 gram coffee bag, or even a smaller bag, or even a bigger bag. It goes up to, well, let's just see, how many centimeters. I'm going to get my measuring tape out. So it measures the size of the element that gets heated up is 6 inches. So that's 15 centimeters. So that's a fair amount. And if we just take as a comparison, the biggest bag I've got here is just the same size, so it'll just fit perfectly for a craft bag and of 250 grams of coffee. So what I'm gonna do now live here is just plug it in, switch it on at the wall, and then switch on the unit, and the red light comes on. And what's really cool is that you've got a little dial to dial in the heat that you want, and it'll take, well, I don't know what it'll take. We'll just put the timer on. So let's put the timer on and show you exactly how many minutes it'll take until this element is hot enough to seal. But what I'm going to do in the meantime is actually I'm going to do my cupping. So I'll get back to you. Put this on pause. Do want to do cupping of those beans from yesterday, and then get back to the handheld crimp sealer from the bag broker. So it's heating up now, and I'm going to put you on hold. So, while I was preparing and grinding my coffee for the cupping, my coffee that I roasted yesterday, the handheld crimp sealer was warming up. So, 7 minutes 50 have gone by, and I think I'm just going to try and use an old bag just to see if the elements that are now going to be squeezed together are hot enough to seal this. So, live, let's do this. Red light is still on, and I'm just pushing it down for a few seconds, releasing it. Perfect. Oh my God. Very, very good. Very hot. But I think I'm just going to do it one more time because I think I didn't squeeze enough. And you just do it for a few seconds. No, I just push down. What you need to do is really hold it and cramp it together for a few seconds. Okay. And I've done this and it's done a perfect job. This bag that I'm using is kind of a long, skinny craft bag, and I've used it before, so it's not the newest and the freshest one, but to trial it, I thought that would be a good idea, and it's really sealed it perfectly. Now, the width I'm going to also tell you about. Let me just get my... I always put things away immediately again, but I did that too quickly. I just want to tell you how the width of the... the element, so it's about a centimeter and a bit. Let me see, let's do this exactly. It is half an inch. It is half an inch. So that's centimeter wise, let's go there. And it's a centimeter and a half. A centimeter and a half. So, so that's the width of it. So that'll be the amount that you're going to slip in your bag before you press down the crimp sealer. And it'll just seal your bag. How great is that? I'm going to leave it on. I'm going to do my cupping. And then I'm gonna go back to it and live again, do all the new bags that I'm gonna put my freshly roasted coffee in. So, see you in a moment. Now for the cupping. So all these ground beans are smelling amazing. So Costa Rica profile one. Mm-hmm. In the dry state, I'm just smelling the grounds. I love freshly ground coffee. Oh, it smells amazing. Burundi, I'm so interested in the Burundi. That's gonna be amazing. First time ever roasting a peabody. Burundi. Okay, well. What I need to do now is boil some water, and I mean they are so different already in their smells. So I'm really curious as to how they're gonna steep and then breaking the crust. Another moment that I just love because all the aromas are trapped underneath the crust, and then you just break through it and really give it a good smell and already some indications as to what to expect in these coffees. So again. Putting you on hold, but I must say, quite impressed so far with this handheld sealer. Very, very good. So the timer goes on again, and I'm just pouring over these coarsely ground 12 grams of coffee into a special cupping bowl. Ah, that's nice. So over the Burundi now. I'm gonna let this steep for 4 minutes, and my timer is on. I don't know if you can hear that. All the senses engaged. Sound, smell, the eyes. I'm not touching it yet, but I'm gonna taste it later. So touching is not really what we want. But I did touch the ground beans to see if the coarseness was right. So all senses always engaged when it comes to coffee. My crimpler at the background is still heating and still waiting for me to use it. Oh, I tell you what, these two Burundis are very juicy. That peabody is just delicious. And the other one, the other Burundi is, again, fully washed, a 15-plus grade Codenya. That's the region where it's from. Also very lovely and juicy. The Costa Rican, lovely, I had more of it. And this one I thought had kind of developed a bit more towards espresso, and it's lovely, well-grounded, but it's also got a subtle fruitiness. About it, a lovely body, a lovely mouthfeel. I think that's gonna work a treat as an espresso. But now it's time to use the hot seal again. So, I'm gonna transfer my beans into a bag broker's bag and then seal it and see what happens. So here we go. Opening a black 250-gram bag. Just got the width of the length exactly of that hot sealer, that handheld crepper. Put it in a jar first, beans, in a glass jar. Transferring them into a brand new bag with a one-way valve. It's a pouch that seals itself already, but you need to hot seal it as well. So, placing it exactly on the element, and then pressing it down by hand, and a few seconds, just holding it a few seconds, and that's it. Wow. Well, I think I held it too long, to be honest here. I held it too long, and my hot sealer is probably a bit on the hot side. I hold it too long because there is a dial, and what I forgot to do now, entirely my fault, is to actually switch it back a little bit because it was too hot. So it almost melted the plastic bag. But we're going to do it again with, I've turned it down a bit now, so it's going to react quite quickly. It's a bit of a burnt plastic smell here in the house, not so nice. But it's entirely my fault. It does seal extremely well, I could tell that. And I just forgot that it's been on for such a long time, and actually the elements got very, very hot. So I'm gonna do it now with a craft bag and not hold it as long. I've got my Burundi peaberry in the bag. I'm using a craft bag and just placing it in there and holding it literally for a few seconds, and it's done. It's sealed it. Amazing. Really, really an amazing seal. Fantastic. Look, this is just a very, very good instrument to have, whether you're a roaster or a home roaster, or whether you just want to keep your bags fresh, your beans fresh. Go out, go to the bag broker, get yourself a hot seal.